Hey, good morning back at RKGGF Historic Studios. I'm Sam Speck as we are joined this morning by Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce like we are so regularly on these Tuesday mornings. It's Lisa Wilson. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you.
Always good to have you in studio on the week of Valentine's Day. I know Independence today had quite the weekend for Valentine's Day preparation. I know that was a lot of fun, especially with Eclectics Art Gallery. Another shout out to them, but I hope anybody that went out and got a part for and prepared for Valentine's Day had a good time up there as well. But we're here to speak about the rest of February and a couple of dates to keep on your calendar for the month of March as well. We'll start with today, as it is Tuesday, so always Recycling Collection Day, which is a good thing to put out there because it looks like they maybe made some changes with the plastics that they allow. Is that correct?
They are. So we're going to be partnering with an additional organization that's going to help us with plastics. And in order to make that a very positive relationship, we need to start separating our plastics. All these years that we've been doing recycling, we've just allowed everyone to just put all of their plastics in one big, you know, bag, and we've never had to sort them, but those days are over now, and it's going to be very easy. So they're going to accept plastics 1 and 2, which means one are what they call cloudy jugs, so milk jugs that are cleaned out without the lids on them, like a vinegar jug, things like that, that are the cloudy kinds of jugs.
Yeah, something that's non-transparent.
Absolutely, that's exactly right. And so clean those out, put those in a trash bag, and then put all of your number two in a different bag, which would be all of your clear plastics. They can be colored, so it could be a Mountain Dew, you know, pop bottle, but they have to be clear plastic, and so basically all of your pop and water bottles will go into those bags with the lids removed, and that's really the only change, but we would appreciate it if everyone could start doing that. So we have recycling every Tuesday, so like you said, today from 11 to 1 at the recycling station, which is also the sanitation station at 21st and Maple, and then always on the first Saturday of the month from 8 to noon. And for those that are unaware of the recycling opportunity, you can bring all of your paper, you can bring glass and plastic, please sort, aluminum cans and tin cans. And then we keep all of the aluminum and the tin locally, and that goes over to CMC. And so we recycle locally, and that keeps our money here so that we're able to kind of offset some of those costs. We do all of our e-waste here with microware, so bring all of your computers and your TVs and everything, and we do all of the e-waste, and then we take some of those items to the recycling station in Neodesha, and they help us, in Fredonia, and they help us out with the plastic, with the glass and the paper, and now we're going to be taking our plastic to Pittsburgh, so.
Nice, yeah.
Just a lot of work, but
it is,
well worth it.
Furthering the efforts at a very, very, first off, great cause, but more or less important as well, and there is steps to it. It's not just like trash to where you can throw it in one bin and call it all the same. There is some differences between the two of them, so it's make it easier process for everybody involved, and, like I've made this comment as well when I was in school. They had started the initiative in Colorado to where, like, scratch paper, put it in a different bin.
You're right.
And some kids would get so bothered by it. It's like, what is wrong with, it? How much more effort did it take you to, instead of placing it in the right trash can, you put it in the left trash can? So it's just setting something else up and, taking an extra half a second to put it in the left bin instead of the right one.
That's right.
So it's very easy to do and very important as well. So, sweet, that's today. And which Saturday is it that you can be involved with the regular dumpings, though?
First Saturday,
that's what I'm looking for. So great with that, first Saturday. So it's past us for the month of February, but look forward to that in March. Also tonight, it's the SEK, Cancer Support Group, and you say they've got a Facebook now?
They do. So you can go on Facebook, you can search SEK Cancer Support Group, and it will pop right up, and it will talk about the fact that they have the Cancer Support Group tonight at the Nazarene Church, and that's out on South 10th Street. It's always at 6:30. It's always on the second Tuesday, and tonight it's going to be sponsored by Corey and Ann Birdie, who are the parents of Blake Birdie, who lost the fight against neuroblastoma when she was a little girl. She would actually be a senior this year in high school. Mm-hmm. And they have just worked very hard to keep Blake's memory alive. They have the Blake Birdie Triathlon. They are establishing a Blake Birdie Scholarship Fund to be awarded to a high school senior. So lots of nice things are happening in Blake's memory, and they're going to be the family that supports the group this evening with all of the refreshments and everything. So I just encourage everyone that if this is something that you would find valuable, or you know of somebody that could really benefit from this kind of support group, to share that information. And again, go on Facebook, share it verbally, but also share it on Facebook to help get the word out about this.
Yeah. Again, you got to love those community, whether they're members or events that are held within community, to continue the remembrance and that as well. It was unfortunate how close this was to our family, but we had a very close family friend pass away of meningitis, and they started a 5K run, and now it is a big thing.
That's awesome.
The meningitis 5K run is a big thing in Northern Colorado. It's actually a staple. I mean, they get thousands of people that we had. I mean, we didn't know. We just thought that, we were very close with the family again, but they didn't know it was going to be this big, and now it's a huge, huge event. So I got to appreciate the families that keep it, first of all, in the community and then continue the memory beyond. So very neat with that. Looks like the strategic planning open forum will be tomorrow.
Yes. So Independence Community College is in the middle of their strategic planning process. I believe they go through this about every 5 years. And, it's one of those things where you really work to be proactive instead of reactive. So many times we find ourselves behind the eight ball, and I know I do. And organizations like a community college, it's just so incredibly important that they're strategically planning for, you know, the next 5 years and probably beyond. So this particular gathering will be Wednesday. So that's tomorrow on the 13th at 2 in the afternoon at Annie Mae's in the back meeting room. And their facilitator is Mike Thompson, and he's going to be taking everyone through the strategic planning process and in a kind of an open forum session, and probably answering questions, getting people plugged in the community, because they also have committees that are meeting around the community on different subject matters. So if you're somebody who has a passion around the college, you want to be involved and help move them forward, I encourage you to attend the strategic planning process.
Yeah, you make a good point. Whether you're a business owner or somebody in college or involved with a college like that, you're right. You have to look beyond even 5 years. You know,
yes.
You have to look even to the decade is probably where you're looking on down the line, because you have to prepare, you have to plan. Like, this is almost, in the name, strategic planning of what it's going to look like in 4 or 5 years, because mm-hmm. It may, whether it's, athletics or funding, whatever it may look bad right now, but with a good plan in place 5 years on down the line, you could turn it around really easily. So, well, with that leads us into Valentine's Day. And, of course, I'm sure quite a bit going on all through that Thursday, Valentine's Day holiday.
I know. Yeah. So lots are happening. So we've got the Red Cross will be in town on Valentine's Day. So if you are interested in donating blood, be at the Civic Center between the hours of 11:15 and 5:15. And they do this about every couple of months in Independence. And the Children's Library Department is having a Valentine's Day tea party. And that is scheduled to start at 4:30 in the Children's Library Department at the library on Valentine's Day. And so if you want more information about that, you can call Charlene Mitchell. She's the Children's Librarian at 331-3030. You can call the library about all of their amazing programs. You can check out their Facebook page and their website as well. But they have that going on Valentine's Day. And then I can't imagine that you would want to do this on Valentine's Day. That surely there's something else. You can do this on any other Thursday, probably. But this Thursday is actually our city commission meeting night, and it is also our college board of trustees night. So I say that just being funny, but it's important that we all attend those meetings. So to be actively engaged in our community, to hear what our commissioners are discussing and decisions that are being made that will affect all of us as we are residents in our community. And then, as we were talking about the strategic planning process, it's important that we also go to College Board of Trustees meetings. You know, these individuals are working and doing and making the best decisions that they can for our college, and they are very open to listening to what we as taxpayers think as well. So if you have an opinion or a concern or an idea for the commission or the trustees on both the city and the college level. We just encourage you to be actively engaged in that. So a lot happening on Valentine's Day. I know all of our restaurants are geared up. I know Confectionate Fine Chocolates is geared up and ready for everyone. But if we back it up a day, there's going to be some excitement between the two communities.
That's right. A little rivalry basketball.
Yes, I know. So if you want to celebrate Valentine's Day early with some fun, exciting basketball, you can head over to Coffeyville tomorrow evening as the Ravens will host the Pirates. I was at the game last night in Independence, and we played Butler, and oh my gosh, we beat them, so that's the good news. But we were down to the wire on both those games. They were amazing.
And you got to love competitive games, too. The first matchup between the two, Coffeyville kind of got the better of them after a little while, but it's sophomore night. It's the last home game for Coffeyville, and what a way to spoil the season if the Pirates could come in. So you know ICC is going to be playing hard, and they've been looking good in recent times, too. So I think it'll be just as intense as it was last night, but maybe even a little more due to the rivalry. So I'm excited.
It will be. It's I have some CP2 girls, which is Community Pirate Partnership, and it's where community people are matched up with students out at ICC. And I have four, three that are mine and one that I share with one of my good friends. So I have one from Texas, one from Western Kansas, one from Poland, and I share one from Australia.
Wow.
And so I was talking to them about the Coffeyville game, and I said, it is going to be rocking because, it's going to be a fun game, but
it is.
In Coffeyville, it will be fun.
Now, obviously, the contrast between football and basketball here, but both ICC and CCC did not have the seasons they were hoping for in football, and man, that stadium was packed.
I know.
It was packed in the fall, so I expect more of the same tonight. So with that, though, looks like just a couple of home games left for both the high school and college in basketball in general here.
Right. So we, like I said, we played Butler last night. We'll play Coffeyville tomorrow night in Coffeyville, and then our last two home games will be against Cloud County on the 16th and Allen County on the 20th, and that will actually be our sophomore night. So mark tomorrow evening in Coffeyville, and then 16 and 20 for Independence's last home games. And then last Friday we had that bad little ice storm, and so our homecoming got pushed to Friday night's game. So it will be the Bulldogs will take on Fort Scott this Friday evening, and the girls will play at 6, and then homecoming will be between the games, and then the guys will play at 8. So lots of basketball going on.
Yeah,
lots of fun stuff. And then also you were talking about all that's happening for Valentine's Day. And right after Valentine's Day, we're getting ready for it yesterday. I was talking to Sylvia at the museum. So the museum has an annual photography show that is taking place. And I just encourage everyone to get out and really get inside the doors of the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center and check out all that they have to offer. They always have lots of fun, great, interesting exhibits, and the photography show will be no different. It will be going on through March the 2nd, and great photography. This is always a really good show. So encourage everyone to get out. You know, it might be a little cold out, or maybe you're not wanting to necessarily get out and do something that would require you to be outside, but this would be an opportunity for you to get inside a great facility and spend a couple hours and really enjoy the history that the museum has to offer, and then the special exhibit of the photography show.
Yeah, I've grown an appreciation for photographers that it's a simple still frame picture, but at the same time can be so captivating. It can make you think even with that. So cool that happens. So it's going all the way up until March, it looks
yes.
like, right? So March 2nd is when that is all finished there. But come 16th and 17th, it looks like at Independence High School, I should say, that's the daddy-daughter dance coming up. And that also kicks off through the 17th, the Pheasants Forever Bird Dog Classic as well.
Yes. So I've seen a lot of push about the daddy-daughter dance on social media. Everyone is getting ready for that. That's 6:30 to 8:30 on the 16th. It's in the small gymnasium at the high school. So that's always a fun annual event that they put on. And then, yes, we've been talking about all of these hunters that are coming to our area and just enjoying all that we have regarding hunting and the hunting season that happens to be going on right now. So this is Pheasants Forever. It's the Bird Dog Classic. It's out at Remington Ranch, which is north of Independence. This is actually the third hunt that we've had since about the first part of January. So we just finished up with, in February, the 2nd through the 3rd, there was the National Upland Classic Kansas State Championship. And then I believe last weekend there was something, and so this is wrapping up February. So welcome all of the hunters to town. That's going to be a fun time. So, and then I was looking at the calendar. You know, we were talking about winter and the homecoming game getting switched up. Remember us talking about Let's Whine About Winter?
Oh, yeah. What a perfect theme with bad weather. I know that's coming up a little bit later on.
Apparently, we whined too much because it was supposed to be last week.
Oh, no.
Yes, and we whined so much that we got ice and we had to postpone it. So it will be... It's being rescheduled to the 21st. So everybody put that on your calendar because a lot of preparation had been made for the Let's Whine About Winter downtown shopping experience. And the retailers were geared up and ready to go. And so we want to make sure that we stop by and shop and sip and whine a little bit about winter on the 21st, 5 to 8 in downtown Independence, and the first 100 people to walk through the doors of Sayers Ace Hardware will get the special stemless wine glass.
Great. Yeah, no, I remember us talking about it and then seeing it and kind of looping back to it. I guess Mother Nature really listened to us one afternoon or something like that. So great, that's coming up on that. And also we hit a little bit about the fundraiser that's after prom at Independence High School.
So after prom bingo is the one fundraiser that they do to raise all of the money that then is put into play for the after prom event that helps keep our youth safe after prom. So Saturday, February the 23rd, mark that on your calendar. It's at the cafeteria in the high school. $10 donation is the ticket price, and you can buy a ticket at the door for $13. And they have the doors open at 5:30 with concessions. They always have great food. And then they have these mini games that you can play at 6 o'clock. And then, big bingo starts at 7 o'clock. And what's fun about this event is when you win, you get to go up to this table and you get to pick out whatever gift basket that is of interest to you. So if you're 12, you might be interested in a different gift basket than I might be if I win at 53, going up. And they always have lots of variety and great gift baskets for everyone. So it's a great family event. It's also a great thing to do. Like I said, it's chilly outside, but go and support a great cause and just enjoy some family time. It's incredibly affordable, and the money raised is going to keep our kids safe. So
certainly. Well, thanks for highlighting some good dates here for the rest of February. Speaking with Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson, on this Tuesday morning. A little tight on time, but I know there is some dates in the month of March that our listeners would love to know. So give a couple of those for us, Lisa.
Okay. March the 2nd will be the Lions Club Bean Feed at the Wesley Center. Mark your calendar for that. Also on March the 2nd in the evening will be Independence Main Street's annual fundraiser, Boots, Buckles, and Main Street. It's at the Civic Center at 6. You can get tickets at the Main Street office, so you can give them a call at 331-2300. And on March the 7th is also the Southeast Kansas, Kansas Works, and Kansas Department of Commerce statewide job fair at the Civic Center from 2 to 6. Also on that day is Celebrate Independence. Mark your calendar for that luncheon. It will be celebrating regional economic and regional manufacturing. And when we get closer to that, I will talk to you all about the great speakers we have plugged in for that. And finally, St. Patrick's Day is just around the corner. So save the date for March 16th as Main Street celebrates St. Patty's Day with a pub crawl in downtown Independence.
Very cool. Again, we will have more on the month of March next week and as we inch closer to that month as well. And you can listen back to this interview on our website at kggfradio.com underneath the communities tab. For now, though, again, Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. We'll just check in with you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.